This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1939. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 17th, Albania, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, Europe, Germany, Italy, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, further monitoring, and an updated WRMI web sked confirm that the Radio Tirana Albania English relay has been moved half an hour later, 0230 to 03 UT Tuesday through Saturday on 9395. Presumably also the additional broadcast Fridays only at 2300 on 5850. And I hear the standard sign-on announcement still refuses to acknowledge that they are on shortwave at all. As for the VRAI Argentina to the World relay via WRMI, July 14th at 0120, music was playing instead, Georgia on My Mind, which I really don't think was coming from Buenos Aires. That's the hour it's supposed to be on, between 01 and 02 UT, and also on parallel 5950. However, John Filiozzi in New York says, I was listening casually to oldies on 9395, that is UT Tuesday, July 17th, when the scheduled RAI Argentina to the World relay came on the air at 0100 announcing it was changing format from 1 hour to a half-hour nightly program with a more lively and focused tone. And sure enough, that program lasted only half an hour with a newscast focused on Argentina and South American events and issues, followed by a profile and interview of an Argentine musician interspersed with selections of his music, and WRMI Oldies returned at 0130. So we don't yet know whether the other language broadcasts are also being cut in half. The French language was the only one which had originally been half an hour only. Ron Howard in California continues to monitor the low-power Australian on 5055, 4KZ in Queensland. He noticed they were cutting off the air at 1151 UT, presumably caused by a timer, and he's continued to notice this, however, from one night to the next. It's been cutting off a few seconds earlier as the timer is apparently precessing. On July 10th, it went off close to 43 seconds past 11:50, and by July 13th, 26 seconds after 11:50. More to last week's discussion about the possibility of reactivating the Radio Australia shortwave transmitters at Shepparton. On the shortwave sites group, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, another theory, this whole discussion is winter theater, staged to deflect attention away from recent developments at the international services of ABC. The Australia Plus website has recently been shut down. Now sections in Chinese, Indonesian, and Papua Pigeon have been added to the general ABC News website and made accessible by putting links on the landing page only after some time. But Vietnamese just disappeared. The same goes for Radio Australia. Its old website had content in foreign languages as well, French, Burmese, and Cambodian. They all quietly went away with a relaunch of the website. The new one is English only. No way to find out what became of radio productions like the ones in Cambodian that could be confirmed on FM in Phnom Penh as recently as last year. There used to be reporting about such developments in earlier years, but not so this time, just deafening silence. As mentioned last week, on July 7th and 8th, I was hearing RNA Brazil way out of whack, putting FM spur blobs around 11727 and 11699 instead of 11780 in AM. By July 11th, I was not hearing them in the morning, but on July 13th, they were back in whack on 11780 AM at 1340. 6030 has that low-power Canadian from Calgary, CFVP, Radio Marti, and consequently Cuban jamming, and also something from China. Ron Howard has been observing what's happening on the frequency, and he says, being reported as of July 13th, China on 6030 in DRM with traditional music, according to the Japanese monitor at chobi.net. Ron says, I've been reporting absence of CNR1 on 6030 since June 27th, so DRM is certainly a new development. On July 13th, he was still hearing CFVP at 1212 UT and maybe some light Cuban jamming fading out. Nothing that sounded like strong China DRM at that time, which had been reported much earlier at 0230 UT. And then on July 16th, he says, still not sure what's happening on this frequency, hearing CFVP, maybe some DRM from China at 1242. That would be rather late for Cuban jamming to be audible. Ron Howard also reports on 9820 Beibu Bay Radio. That's B-E-I-B-U-B-A-Y. July 12th at 1136 to 1310, mostly in Chinese and Vietnamese with easy-listening pop songs. But at the top of each hour, Chinese and English time checks for Beijing. He says it's been a long time since I last checked this frequency. In the past, it was always blocked by stronger stations, but not now. A nice clear frequency and a good signal, with occasional IDs in English, parallel to 5050. July 13th, a music show called Showtime playing top 10 songs. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, like wrong frequency, wrong language, wrong time. July 12th at 2340, 11880 was in the wrong language, Spanish instead of English. The same English hour at 23 UT, I found July 13th on 12,000, which is supposed to be in Spanish. In this case, it was also on 11880. On the WB Radio Yahoo group, Anker Peterson in Denmark reports the shortwave station there, which is not a pirate, on 5840 World Music Radio. July 6th at 2255 to 2315, he says it's normally inaudible at his location, Skovlunda. Its transmitter site is Randers. There were frequent IDs in Danish, Swedish, English, and Spanish. And on July 7th, heard at 2315. And July 9th at 0830 to 0845. In any event, if it's on the air as late as 2315, it just might make it to North America. Something's always wrong at Radio Cairo. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes the European service between 17 and 20 UT, supposed to be 1 hour each of four different languages on four different 9 megahertz band frequencies, namely Turkish, Italian, German, and Russian, but instead the hours were respectively Arabic, 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 and German. Furthermore, some of the frequencies, but not all of them, were offset to the low side. WTFK, oh, here they are, 9799.7, 9490.0, 9570.0, and 9604.8, respectively. There was more scheduled after then, at 20 to 2245 in French and English. Their respective frequencies were not on the air that date, July 10th. An announcement from the Europirate FRS, Holland, says they have two summer broadcasts scheduled, the first Sunday, July 22nd. It's passed on by Roberto Scaglione in Sicily, and the BCLnews.it Yahoo group. It's to start at 1652 UT and close down at 2050 on 7700 and another frequency, unknown yet which, on the 48-meter band, that is, above 6.2 megahertz. And he says this time we will not be using 9300. More details, including the individual programs, contained at www.frsholland.nl. A notice, really, from Channel 292, Germany, 6070, advertised very low-priced airtime and testing for free. It's only 1 kilowatt, I think. Some lists show 10 kilowatts. and his competitor at Shortwave Service says the maximum allowed power is 6 kilowatts. But look who jumped at the chance to be on 6070, Brother Scare. Alan Rowe in England noticed that the web schedule for channel 292.de shows the Overcomer Ministry Saturday at 19 UT for 1 hour, first time he'd seen it on that station. As of July 16th, I looked at the web scan and found many more blocks of BS, evidently filling up all available slots, differing from one day to the next. Alan Gale in England says, I just looked at Channel 292's upcoming schedule, showing Brother Scare for vast chunks of the day from July 16th to 22nd. Thankfully, there are still a few non-ranty programs sandwiched in there between them. Ivo Ivanov compiled all the Brother Scare slots. They range from 04 to 22:30 UT, on and off, depending on which day of the week. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany says KCR, Key Channel Radio, You're a Pirate in Italy, has announced their next broadcast from July 27th at 19 UT until July 29th at 12 UT on 6915 or 6920. According to their website in Italian, thekcrteam.simplesite.com. They say this is in coordination with the most spectacular lunar eclipse of these years. Ron Howard is in contact with monitor Amano-san in Japan about the Korean station Voice of Freedom from the south to the north on 6045. They've changed their schedule, and they've done a lot of monitoring, determining the name of each program and providing them in translation, all of which we have in DX Listening Digest, number 18-29, when published via worldofradio.com. Ron hears 6045 signing off an hour earlier now at 14:06. They announced that their evening schedule converted to UT is roughly 09 to 14, and their early morning schedule is from 15 until 20. Ron says, my reception here on the California coast is in fact mostly better than heard by Amano-san in Japan or even by Chulsu in Seoul. I suspect they are just too close to the jamming of Voice of Freedom by North Korea. My greater distance somehow doesn't bother the VOF signal so much. In Rusty X, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports about Dingo Eilat, Voice of the Fatherland, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, on 11530. He says it's commonly assumed that they are broadcasting only in Kurdish. In fact, they use more than one Kurdish dialect and also have programs in Turkish, Monday to Saturday from 5 to 5:45. And he says from July 1st at 04 to 04:57 in Turkish, and there could be others during the day. Our afternoons on the 16-meter band, there's little to be heard except Spain on 17855. But there's also a daring broadcast from Radio Kuwait in Arabic. It's destined for Central and Western North America between 20 and midnight UT on 17550. I say daring because it's an almost transpolar path, and it starts off in the middle of the night on a rather high band in Kuwait. It's on the air from 23 until 0300 local time. But July 11th at 20:09, I detected a just barely audible carrier, considerably off frequency, 17549.649. I'd not noticed it being so far off before, but that correlates with a number of other Kuwaiti frequencies reported by Ivo Ivanov, similarly off frequency to the low side. As for Kuwait in English, scheduled at 05 to 08 UT, now on 15530 AM instead of 11970 DRM, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria finds that one on 15529.8 on July 14th, except they broke away from English to Arabic for some reason between 06 and 0645. You are listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, 1939. Also bringing you the non-commercial, etc. website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown in London, Ontario, who sent a check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Ron Howden, California, reports on Malaysia 11665, July 12th, with YFM in Limbang, that's WAI, yet another Thursday with their unique IDs, scheduled 1315 until 1400. But this frequency and 9835 with Sarawak FM went off the air at 1400, just as the news was starting. Was this an anomaly? YFM Limbang is also on Monday at the same time. Via the ABDX group, Tim Hall in Chula Vista, California, has been doing a lot of research into Mexican broadcasting, which AM stations are still on the air and which are not, as he very much wants to DX them in the future, especially from his de-expedition site on the Nevada-Utah border. Here are some of his comments about the situation. He's referring to the official list at the IFT, and he's contacted many stations directly via Facebook or email. He says of the original Mexican X-band allocations, 1670 in Reynosa now has a call sign, so perhaps we will find a station there someday. FM migration is definitely progressing, with just over 60% of the stations now seemingly having left AM. I've been hearing XEBU 620 Chihuahua since I first moved here 42 years ago, so it seems odd that they're gone now, as they confirmed by a message on FB. At the moment, it looks like there may be 10 channels, half of them in the X-band, with no remaining Mexican stations, 15 channels with only one, 21 with only two, 16 with three, and 17 with four. These numbers will shift slightly as I hopefully hear back from a few more stations. Ramey Humbert in Phoenix, who also keeps close track of Mexican broadcasting developments, forwards a story from InsideRadio.com that the first all-Chinese radio station is looming from Mexico. Grupo Latino de Radio, a U.S. subsidiary of PRISA, says informed the FCC it was to sell the station and the format would change. The U.S. rights would be bought by H&H Group USA. The station's operations would remain technically similar, being fed from Irwindale, California. If the FCC's International Bureau approves the transfer, they seek to operate the station as a full-service talker in Chinese for the Los Angeles area, news and entertainment programming. Well, which one are they talking about? I have to look up the original article, and it is, in fact, XEWW 690 in Tijuana. It has been known as W Radio with Spanish language news talk, and you may recall years ago it was Extra, X-E-T-R-A, in English for Southern California. Amusement from Myanmar for Ron Howard on 5985. July 9th at 12:18 to 12:30, he was hearing the Monday edition of Say It in English. More misadventures of Tom and his Aunt Jennifer, who was learning to drive, during which she hits another car in a parking lot, and Tom worries that the car hit belongs to his boss, Mr. Harris. About that new Peruvian shortwave station we mentioned last week on 4920.761, as I measured their carrier, before and after 02 UT, July 7th. It was thought to be Ecos del Alba, since someone found a website claiming that there was such a new station in Peru on 4920, but that turned out to be a red herring. Pedro F. Arunatigi in Lima has also been monitoring this. He had been inactive, it seems, for a couple of years, but this has encouraged him to get back into DXing, and we're very glad that has happened. He says it is, in fact, La Voz del Pueblo in Santiago de Chuco, La Libertad, Peru. He heard it at 1140 to 1340 UT, including IDs among a variety of music. He says he's been hearing it since the 4th of July on different days and times, apparently testing mostly with music, the sign-off time varying between 03 and 04. They had been coming on the air at 18 UT. Anyhow, this station is listed in the current WRTH, but on 4910 as OAW2H. The question is, do they realize they are on the wrong frequency, and are they slightly off frequency or more than 10 kilohertz off? The station is also an FB with some examples of their graphics and a florid description of their lema, which I have quoted in the original Spanish. And again, they're claiming to be on exactly 4910. The station was last reported on July 14th by Bruce Churchill in California using a remote in New Zealand. He says there it was quite a strong signal, rivaling others in South America. And by Claudio Galas in Chile at 0320 to 0520. But Manuel Mendez in Spain, who's also been following it closely using remote receivers as well as his own, says as of July 17th that it has been missing for the last 3 days. Zaharias Liangos in Greece reports hearing a spur of Saudi Arabian broadcasting on 9240, July 11th at 1940. He says it's coming from the 9555 transmitter. But the rest of the story is, it's a leapfrog mixing product between that and 9870, which are 315 kilohertz apart. And there could also be a reverse leapfrog on 10185. Ron Howard reports Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, on 9410 USB plus carrier, July 11th at 1222. Not exactly rare, but certainly it is off the air most days. There was an announcer in Chinese playing some music, one of the better receptions here. Only possible when BBC finishes 9410 Singapore at 1200. The other frequency from Fuxing, 9774, remains silent. I often check for that, as it would really stand out, being 1 kHz off the usual channel. Ron heard this again on 9410 July 16th from 1250 until off at 1300. It had previously been heard on July 11th. Scheduling changes on WRMI Impact World of Radio. I've now confirmed by monitoring and by updated web skeds that we are no longer heard Saturday evenings. We had been on at two different times, Saturday at 23 and UT Sunday at 02 on 7780. But now at 23 UT, 7 days a week on 7780 is the Full Gospel Hour, also known informally as Blaylock the Blaster, who had been only on WBCQ. At 0200 UT, I'm hearing Radio Prague in English. I guess maybe that's also 7 days a week, at least including Sundays, instead of World of Radio. Although they are still scheduled 1 hour later at 03 UT on 9395. The Tuesday broadcasts may still be occurring, although they're mostly inaudible here. And this week I didn't have a new program done in time for them at 2030 on 5950 and 7780 and 2130 on 5950. Let's go over the remaining times on WRMI as far as I know. Wednesday at 10:30 on 5950. Wednesday at 21 on 9955. Then there are several days with no World of Radios to be heard until UT Monday at 0130 on 5850 and 7780. Also, UT Monday 0330 on 9955. UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. Les Rayburn in Alabama forwards a story to IRCA from Radio Online, July 16th, headlined, WWFD 820 AM becomes first all-digital AM station in Washington, D.C. WWFD 820 AM, the Gamut, G-A-M-U-T, will be the first full-time all-digital AM radio station in the U.S. To keep up with the ever-evolving demand for digital, the Gamut will be turning off its analog signal, no longer accessible through regular AM radio, beginning Monday, July 16th at noon. Result of a collaborative effort between the Gamut and HD Radio to give AM broadcasters parity in the car dashboard with FM, HD Radio, satellite, and internet streaming, among others. Over the past few decades, issues like poor sensitivity and technical upkeep, quality of receivers, and narrow audio bandwidth have contributed to steady decrease in AM radio listenership, On July 6th, the gamut received an experimental authorization from the FCC to broadcast their AM station exclusively in digital. The conversion now opens the door to a new audience for the gamut, an opportunity for an enhanced in-vehicle AM experience. The gamut will still be accessible to listeners in Frederick, Maryland, without HD radio, on its regular analog FM at 94.3. 100 miles away in State College, Pennsylvania, Brett Saylor says, I just checked my recordings, and 820 is solid IBOC hash from 815 to 825 from sunset to sunrise. I can get around most IBOC noise by tuning the opposite lower or upper sideband, but this covers the entire frequency. 820 is now pretty useless as a nighttime frequency. Then a series of lengthy and detailed blog posts about the subject of HF trading by Van Valza. And the fourth and final edition of this has just appeared, says Ben Cobb in Washington, D.C. It's titled Shortwave Trading Part 4, Sleuthing Examples, Research Tools, Techniques, and Deputy Antenna Sleuth Homework. The blog is snipernmawah, M-A-H-W-A-H, .wordpress.com. We have, the, of course, the full link to it in DX Listening Digest. Ben Cobb says, I periodically tweet interesting new licenses for experimental radio service stations on Twitter, at Experim Radio. I keep a special lookout for HF stations. While Bob Van Valza provided detailed instructions on locating unusual stations of this type by FCC licensee request, most of the data on these high-power HF stations is withheld from public disclosure. For any experimental station, its location, licensee name, power level, and related technical info remains available and is found in the license as a public record, along with any restrictions and conditions the FCC has placed on the license. These can sometimes offer important clues to the experiment's nature. The regulatory and commercial future of these stations is unknown, as they are licensed as limited-time scientific experiments. Only the operators and their legal counsel know what they told the FCC. No conventional radio service exists for international private and encrypted commercial data communications via shortwave, nor has the FCC allocated any HF spectrum for such purpose. Some HF spectrum is available under Part 90 of FCC rules, but only for security and backup uses that do not apply here. A petition for rulemaking to authorize such stations on an operational, not experimental basis would launch a public proceeding. This writer has long advocated for a sweeping re-examination of all FCC rules covering private commercial shortwave facilities, says Ben Cobb. In case it's not clear what this is all about, Chuck Albertson reminds us of a story in IEEE Spectrum titled Wall Street Tries Shortwave Radio to Make High-Frequency Trades Across the Atlantic. That's to shave a few nanoseconds off trading info. In trading, the term high frequency has a much different meaning than to us, shortwave. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says, after years of promising that live audio streaming was coming soon, Zambia State broadcaster ZNBC has at last taken the plunge. Now live streams of their radios 1, 2, and 4 available from a revamped website, www.znbc.co.zm. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storms expected July 23rd with ANK and SE peaking at 18 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 72 July 22nd to 68 on the 24th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1939.